Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. And I am beginning to wonder if a career in politics causes hearing loss. It seems to me that the voters have spoken pretty clearly in the last two elections, rejecting the politicians' favorite free benefits, citizenship for illegals, fossil fuels are bad, renewables good, free health care, school lunches, everything is free. Take from the rich, give to the poor. The politicians seem to develop this hearing loss almost immediately after their first election. Among conservative politicians, it seems to just come a little more slowly. But in either party, it seems that the longer you have been out of the private sector and the longer you've been in politics, the less likely it is that you hear what the voters are saying. Uncle Milty for Hearing and Brain Centers.com, 435-612-1023. Hearingandbraincenters.com, 435-612-1023.
Hi, everybody. Go to the bottom of my homepage. You're going to see an ad for Z-Stack, Dr. Zelenko's new vitamin supplement that combines zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. All of those things that we talk about on the show, he has combined them into one supplement. Dr. Zelenko is a board-certified physician in New York. He was the one that gave ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine to Trump and told him about that, and he was really the guy that started the frontline doctors. Dr. Zelenko formulated the Support Your Immune Function supplement. Zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Take this every day. This is a great combination of a supplement that you can take of all the things we talk about on the show. This is an amazing product to keep you well and make sure that you go get this. This is also manufactured in the USA. Head and order this. Go to the bottom of my homepage at katedalyradio.com.
Isn't common sense supposed to be common? The struggle is real, my friends. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
But I know that for some Americans, a mask is not always affordable or convenient to get. So, next week we'll announce how we are making high-quality masks available to the American people, for free. I know we all wish that we could finally be done with wearing masks. I get it. But they're a really important tool to stop the spread, especially of a highly transmittable Omicron variant. So please, please wear the mask.
Right now, people should not be walking. There's no reason to be walking around with a mask. When you're in the middle of an outbreak, wearing a mask might make people feel a little bit better, and it might even block a droplet, but it's not providing the perfect protection that people think that it is.
The Supreme Court has blocked President Biden's COVID vaccine mandate for large businesses.
Here, the Supreme Court, on one hand, blocking the federal government's COVID vaccine or testing requirement for large employers. Those are the employers that the federal government had said would have to have either vaccinated or weekly tested employees for those that have 100 or more employees in their workforce. On the other hand, the Supreme Court coming to the opposite conclusion, allowing a vaccine mandate for federally funded healthcare facilities. Now, that was a little bit different, that mandate. That one required healthcare facilities that receive funding for Medicaid and Medicare. Those facilities would have to have a fully vaccinated workforce with no testing option in that case. So the government really having a different kind of apples and oranges result here. On one hand, the Biden administration is not going to be able to enforce, at least for now, while this litigation plays out in lower courts and possibly back in the Supreme Court. But at least for now, the government is not going to be able to enforce that mandate against those large employers.
I think methinks we have a lot to talk about today. Chris Ann Hall will be joining us too. And she's got an opinion on the Supreme Court's opinion.
Yeah. Not ruling?
Yeah, not ruling.
Oh,
opinion.
Just an opinion.
I know, let's not glorify them more than they would love to be. But blocking the mandate, welcome to the show, by the way. Hi, Uncle Milty.
Hi.
Blocking the mandate, that's a good thing, except that Kavanaugh and Roberts went all in with the liberal justices on making sure healthcare workers still have to do it. The insanity of all this 2 years later. I'm just without it. Look, I get that a lot of people are cheering for this win, but this is not the end of the road, and there's some things that they're going to end up doing, and Chris Ann Hall will talk about that, because they don't like this. They don't like you so much. The Supreme Court kind of swatting them down a little bit, and really that's really all they did with saying OSHA can't make everybody, because you can't undo the vaccine once it's done. So... And the liberal judges just kept saying over and over again what grave danger we were all in. You know, with something that's 99 point, you know.
0.978.
Yeah.
4%.
Sniffles.
Okay.
So, grave danger. Yeah. We have a lot to talk about with that and so many other things, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Just a comment or two on this. This is a totalitarian dictatorship ruling. We always have to judge these rulings in principle. They're saying, well, OSHA doesn't have the expertise. There is nothing constitutional about this. I wrote a grievance. I work for the federal government. I wrote a grievance, 31 pages, and I cited about 7 places in the Constitution where this is all illegal. They will not rule on my grievance. It's been bumped up 7 levels above my level. It's about 3 levels below the cabinet level in the Biden administration, because they have, it's easier for them to defend that all pigs fly than to refute my arguments, because they're in writing in the Constitution.
Right.
And but back to the point here, we took this case to, it's similar to taking a case to hell, and the judge is going to be Satan, and all the jury are going to be his demons. You know who has that same position is Thomas Jefferson. Mm. I encourage everybody to read his Kentucky Resolution from 1798, and how he cited in there the wrong place to ever take it on constitutional act to before to be determined whether it's constitutional or not is the federal courts. He said, take it, nullify it.
Right.
And nullify it means each of us nullifies it. It's, and by definition, legal definition, nullification means it does not exist at all, and it has no force of law. But also have the states nullify it, just as he had, as Kentucky and Virginia did on that particular law, the Sedition Act. And that's what we need to be doing here. This, you know, you had yesterday Ben McClintock. He was making that point. Mm-hmm. We've got to nullify this. The states need to just say, and they don't have to pass a law, a resolution saying that we support the Constitution. You have no authority on this. Mm-hmm. But just a last point or two on this. Now, Biden couldn't ignore this completely. Who carries out Supreme Court rulings? It's the executive branch. Mm-hmm. And if he carries it out, we're officially a dictatorship. So that's a possibility. Here
to try to get Congress to do
something. I think it's
really
important that we realize that the answer is, and this is the term that Jefferson used, the rightful remedy is nullification by the states.
Yeah, the Supreme Court kept citing in the, I read it, they kept citing, well, the Congress has not made a law. And so I almost felt like they were almost telling the Biden administration, hey, if you can go get Congress to make a law, then we'll reexamine. You know,
well, you've been talking about premises. What's the premise there? The premise is that a law, a legislative law, is superior to the superior law, the Constitution.
Right.
And the Constitution says they have no authority in this area at all. You know, like I said, 7 points in the Constitution, but especially the 10th Amendment.
Right.
So, and look at the hypocrisy here. They're saying that their argument for the can regulate the health workers is that they're federally hospitals and these institutions are federally funded. Well, there's a huge number of corporations and businesses and agencies that are receiving federal funds as well that they're saying now is exempt from this. So what kind of hypocrisy is that?
I know.
But you know, they have no authority at all in this, and the answer is every one of us need to nullify as individuals and put pressure on our state legislature to pass resolutions to nullify that this does not exist as in law.
Thanks, Mark. Really appreciate it.
I think he's missed the part of the Constitution that said the dictator can do anything he wants if he declares a state of emergency.
Right?
You know, that's one of the main premises of the Constitution.
Yeah. And, you know, the point you made, I think these justices would have rolled over a lot easier had it been a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. And because it's been 2 years, because we have so many deaths, because we have so many adverse reactions, the conservative justices, they said, well, you can't undo it once you go home. Once you get the vaccination, you can't undo that. And so is it really grave danger? Because, you know, most everybody is just fine. Go look around you. And so think about all the pilots. Think about all these people and all these companies where the companies came down so heavy, so Nazi style on them, telling them they were forcing them to get the shot by a certain date. I mean, geez, that's why we kept saying be patient.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and it's being proven more and more that they've been wrong on everything.
I know.
That makes it even worse. But
well, they've lied so many times to cover up the last lie. Listen to Biden go off on masks, and they're free. Did you know the government has everything for free?
Yeah.
Freebie. And then I played the clip of Fauci because I want people to remember that he said, no, nobody should be wearing a mask. I mean, they just continuously lie about everything.
Yeah. They haven't delivered the 500 million tests they ordered 2 weeks ago, but they ordered another 500 million today.
Of the same test. Everybody thinks they're taking an Omicron test. It's the same damn test that they've been taking.
If they ordered a billion tests, how many tests do they want each of us to take?
Yeah.
Because there's not a billion of us.
Yeah.
It's just insanity. It really is. I'm so disgusted every day now.
I am too. And they've changed the little rules on masks so often. There's so much hypocrisy on their statements for masks, for vaccines, for the variants. You guys realize that the variant list symptom for Omicron moronic is still fatigue, headache, muscle aches? You know, like the flu.
Common cold.
That's still the symptoms. And everyone is, it's fierce. It's going to get us this time. It's after us. It's so fierce. I keep hearing those words in the press. It's fierce. Out of all the variants, this is the one to be afraid of. But when you go to test, that fraudulent little PCR test, it's the same exact test they're still using on you. So they only just declare it to be moronic instead of knowing it is. I just really hope people that resonates with people out there that feel like they have to run and go get tested. I never thought that the mental challenge of all of this would be this. I always thought I knew what the government was all about, but the mental challenge of trying to wade through the crazy. I never thought it would be this challenging.
Mm-mm.
Did you?
I still don't think it's this challenging for people who think.
Well, I know, but I mean, just dealing with people who are obsessed with the fact they have COVID and obsessed with the fact they have moronic. And so many people are getting tested with no symptoms at all.
Right.
Just to find out. And I keep thinking, stop feeding the machine. Oh my gosh.
I think those people would be better served if they got tested to find out if they have a brain tumor.
Yeah. Why doesn't everybody run to go get tested if they have MS? Let's just all go do it because we're dying to find out. Do you have any symptoms? No. Just gotta find out if I have MS. Just gotta find out. That's about the ridiculous state of what we're in right now.
Well, if you went to your doctor and asked them to test you for something you have no symptoms for, they'd refuse you.
I know. But that's not now. Well, come on in. We'll gladly test you because we make so much money off of you.
Well, they don't go through doctors. They've set up these facilities. You don't see a doctor for that.
Yeah. And by the way, the cities that sent out letters saying that you're going to have to get vaccinated, you better rein it in. You cities, you pathetic city governments that were telling your staff that. Good gravy. I'm so embarrassed for city governments right now, too. You're gonna have to be forced, mandated with this.
And not leave
government
your house.
Government says, oh my gosh. Learn your role, city government. Be right back. Kate Daly Show. Hi, this is Kate, and I just wanted to let you know about a new product that I fell in love with, and I want you to have it too, and you can get a special deal on it right now. It's a wonderful sanitizer that really cleans, hospital grade. They use electricity to do it, and it's really natural, and it's not sticky. It doesn't have alcohol in it. It's just an amazing new product, and it's concentrated, so you actually get tons of bottles of it for a really low price, and it stores well for prepping. So I would highly recommend this and get it while you can. Instead of $250, you can grab it for $44. This is at the bottom of my homepage. You can find the little ad on the bottom of my homepage, katedallyradio.com. Click on it. You'll love this product.
We need a new kind of clean. To do that, Clean Start combines two of nature's most powerful forces, water and electricity, to produce electrolyzed water, or HOCl. HOCl is your body's first internal response after an infection or trauma. In fact, it's significantly more effective at killing bacteria, viruses, mold, and mildew than bleach or other household cleaners. Clean Start's globally patented tablet-based hand sanitizer turns any quart of tap water into FDA-approved, alcohol-free hand sanitizer and registered wound care solution to a new kind of clean. Clean Start.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Born free as the wind blows, as free as the grass grows, born free to follow your heart. Surrounds you. The world still astounds you. Each time you look at a star.
I was just thinking back when County Commissioner Gil Almquist was in the newspaper for telling the feds in 2020, set our people free, as if. They had to go along with whatever the state told them to do. Set our people free. Let us free. I thought, wow. Wow. You have no idea then that as a commissioner, you don't have to go along with what the state mandates, because a mandate isn't a thing. Ugh. So frustrating. Welcome back to the Kate Daly Show. And I just love that you're joining us. What can I say? I mean, we'll take your calls, and I want to hear what you have to say about the Supreme Court and everything else. So let's do it. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Kate, I think you have to realize that COVID, the whole thing, has created a new head on Hydra that is basically, they want that head to grow. Mm-hmm. Just like the 9/11 started the TSA and the whole Homeland Security,
now
having a permanency of testing, and the whole bureaucracy and the manpower that have been employed and everything there is a new head on the Hydra beast that is the government.
Yeah, you're right, because we had privacy tyranny, and then on top of it, now we have privacy medical tyranny. We just added the medical part. So we still have, now we have even more privacy exploitation. And then on top of that, medical exploitation.
Well, the whole TSA thing, they want to say, well, of course it's working. We haven't had another terrorist attack.
Right, right.
We haven't had a problem on an airline, right?
Yeah, right.
Is that because of TSA? Or is that because the United States military went in there and eradicated the monsters in their home?
Yeah. You're right. And they had that ready to go and all planned way before 9/11, which is even more sickening, if you ask me. That it's always pre-planned. It's always put into motion. It's very much the crisis, the ever-ready crisis to put into place what they want. And it's always going to be an invasion on our rights, on our what is supposed to be government-protected rights. They clearly are not. So, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't have the autonomy now to go out and do like you did before TSA existed, which people go, well, it's not a big deal. I just got to pass through this. But they forget that what it was like to actually go to an airport and not have to show up 2 hours early.
You know what?
And actually sit there and watch your family member come off of an airplane.
That's so true, because now we have to watch movies from the past to be able to understand what it is we all joined in on and said, yeah, this is okay, and didn't rebel against. And the thing is they're still checking for ounces of liquids. Tell me when the last threat was with more than 5 ounces of liquid. I mean, that's how, and this is what, 22 years, 20, 21 years later? They still have that in place. Oh my God.
And we still build $1 billion airports with giant, beautiful concourses that nobody gets to see.
Yep.
All they do is walk through. They don't gather around and have, greetings and sit and enjoy.
And eat Cinnabons.
You quickly just go to your plane. And yet we still spend billions and billions of dollars building these giant hallways of marble.
We must love getting felt up at the airport and getting patted down. We just must love it. We must love being treated like cattle. Really and truly, we have to love it. Otherwise, we would have rebelled against it and said no more. And even after the first couple of years, if we were in a panic from 9/11 and not understanding who were the perpetrators at the time, really and truly, why did we not stop it? They never take anything away. They only add to it.
Look, the Dust Bowl is what created the Department of Agriculture.
Yeah,
and it still exists. And it's morphed now into a welfare program, not to assist the farmer. It's a welfare program.
Yeah.
EPA started out because of Love Canal and all the problems there was with pollution in the late 60s and early 70s.
The oil spill.
But now that that's
66.
Gone, now they're a regulatory base that basically puts a thumb down on industry.
You're right. And it never goes away. It only expands. And this is why we scream from the mountaintops and we're called conspiracy theorists. And I love, Michelle put up a meme that said, instead of conspiracy theorists, we should just call them spoiler alerts. Here's a spoiler alert.
You know why Hydra grew this head? Is because Trump cut one off when he was cutting back on regulation. In his first year in office, they said, oh, well, you can't do that. They grew another head because that's what Hydra does. You cut one head off, two more grow back.
Amen, brother. Yep. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Right on the money.
I'm so frustrated by this, though, because it seems like so many people get it, but nobody wants to say what we can do about it.
Yeah.
And Mark called. He knows what we can do about it. If 20 million people stood up tomorrow and said enough is enough, they would panic.
Yeah.
What are they going to do to 20 million people who all stand up at the same time and say, you are not following the Constitution of the United States and we are no longer going to obey your dictates?
Yep.
What could they do?
Nothing. What could they do if everyone stopped paying their taxes? Nothing.
Well,
there's no place to put everybody.
They saw that coming years ago when they told employers, it's on you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I remember a time when the employers would let you. I used to do it.
Yeah.
I would claim married with 22 children and not pay my taxes up front.
Right. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Wonderful. Okay. You know, when we were adolescents. You know, we were just overwhelmed with life, and we wanted, you know, turn to our mommy or daddy, please solve our problems, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, seems like half of America or more, they don't stand up and take control of their life and solve their own problems.
Right.
They're crying to Washington, D.C., oh, mommy, daddy, solve my problems.
Oh, it's true. When Gorsuch was writing his opinion, he was talking about that, and he said, well, clearly, public health is necessary. We have to, obviously, we can't do this alone as individuals determine the status of our own health has to be public health. And so some of these premises that are assumed, like grave danger and public health is necessary, otherwise we would all run around just, you know, insane if it wasn't for public health. All these premises are false premises that everything's being written off of. It's crazy. It's crazy when you start to read.
Why, Yes, people, we just make our own decisions between us and our doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, like we can handle this, you know? I mean, what did we do without overbearing government? We were free. I so appreciate your call. Thank you. We were free. What did we do when all your ancestors weren't vaccinated for everything that they conjured up? They didn't force anybody. We all landed here.
How many times in your life did you stay home from work because you were sick and didn't want to give it to your coworkers?
Exactly. Exactly. And people are going, you know, everyone's sick right now. No,
no,
they're just staying home. Whereas normally they would just go to work with a symptom or two, no big deal, and work through it. And your employer would lean on you and basically say, you only have so much sick time. You better come in. Now everyone's playing the COVID card. I'm sick. I'm sick for 2 weeks. I mean, that's why people are out so much. It's a lot for the sniffles.
And they're not sick.
Yeah. And yeah, they're not sick either, too. So, and it's just because I was exposed, you know, that kind of nonsense. But here's the other premise that they were going off of for the Supreme Court opinion was that it's easily transmissible and that we're in grave danger, that there was a premise that grave danger is there and that the vaccinations work. And they were working off of that premise. Nobody has proven the vaccinations work. In fact, pretty darn detrimental when you look at the rate of what they're calling cases, because most of those are vaccinated. They're vaccinated. Don't let them lie to you.
Siegel, the Fox News TV doctor... said this afternoon, he said, we know that the vaccine has long-term immunity. What we don't know is if natural immunity has long-term immunity. Well, frankly, it's only been 2 years. I don't think we could definitely say either one has long-term immunity.
Right. No, I love your point. And then also, it only took them 2 months for the FDA to approve it. 2 months.
Yeah.
2 months, yeah. They determined all that in 2 months, and that also was safe and effective in 2 months.
I thought in order to determine if something was long-term, it had to be around for a long term.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty sad. You know, I disagree with a lot of people over whether there actually is a COVID because of the fact that they've never isolated it. They've never used it for any part of the test. They tell you, the FDA tells you, this is why I was banned from Facebook for another 30 days, as the FDA said there's no COVID in the shot. You might as well be taking a shot for a brain tumor. Your body doesn't know what it's getting, so it's getting mRNA, has nothing to do with COVID whatsoever, but people are snookered into thinking that they're somehow combating COVID. And all of those, all of these premises, you know, they're false. It's crazy.
It. Well, there was an article the other day that they've now admitted that if you have ever had any coronavirus, then your body will fight any coronavirus that you're exposed to.
Right.
So if you've had the common cold, you already have T-cell protection against coronaviruses.
Yeah.
That's why less than 1% of people in the world have become infected.
That's why they could never come up with a vaccine for this.
Yeah.
And they still can't. So they came out with a new, in 2 months' time, they passed an experimental shot. Not a vaccine.
No, it's not a vaccine.
There's no COVID in it. But people are under the delusion. So it's, and I do realize now that 30-35% of the country, we're never going to get them to understand that. They could read it on the FDA document and they will still tell you that they're safer from COVID because of the shot, even though they currently have COVID. they didn't get it worse. I know it's mind-numbing at this point, but they will tell you that, even though they're so indoctrinated at this point. I don't know that we'll ever be able to do anything with those people. I think they're kind of a lost cause now. That's how I look at them. Sorry.
Well, I love that meme that says, if I got 3 vaccinations for smallpox and still got smallpox, I'd think something was wrong.
Yeah.
Really?
And got it twice.
Yeah.
Some people 3 times. I know, and they still say, I'm so glad I was vaccinated. I just need more shots. It's pretty crazy out there. But the whole decision that was made by the Supreme Court today, it's as if they were already coming to a conclusion that has never been met, and that is that the vaccines are working. See? It was really strange to read it, because really and truly, that's what the liberal judges were all about, was saying, oh no, we are in grave danger, and this is the only thing that works, so we have to make people do it. See that premise? It's a lie. The premise is a lie.
If the vaccines worked and 80% of people were vaccinated, there would be no more disease.
People just walked away from this whole nightmare. There would be nothing except a cold, flu, and pneumonia. Be right back.
Hi, Uncle Milty here for Hearing and Brain Centers. And I am beginning to wonder if a career in politics causes hearing loss. It seems to me that the voters have spoken pretty clearly in the last two elections, rejecting the politicians' favorite free benefits, citizenship for illegals, fossil fuels are bad, renewables good, free health care, school lunches, everything is free. Take from the rich, give to the poor. The politicians seem to develop this hearing loss almost immediately after their first election. Among conservative politicians, it seems to just come a little more slowly. But in either party, it seems that the longer you have been out of the private sector and the longer you've been in politics, the less likely it is that you hear what the voters are saying. Uncle Milty for Hearing and Brain Centers.com, 435-612-1023. Hearing and Brain Centers.com, 435-612-1023.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive, I was born free. I was born free. I was born free. Born free. Free like a river raging strong is the wind I'm facing.
I don't even think we know what free looks like anymore. I think we love to think we're in a free country. And so much has been manipulated, propagandized, everything else. It's been amazing what we have consented to. Consented to through the majority saying everything that they're doing is okay. Welcome back to the show. Chrisanne Hall will join us. And then we have a contender for the Senate coming on in Illinois, where we're live. And then we have the frontline nurse coming on, frontline doctors website, nurses that are helping people in the hospital as well. And we'll be talking to Chrisanne Hall about all of the mess that we're in. But it's good news. And I understand why people are like cheering, because at least, you know, you got a little reprieve from all of the companies that are going, oh, OK, so they can't mandate this to just every single company in America. Right. Because we do remember it was Biden's press conference, not a law, but the companies were the ones enforcing. They're to blame. They were the ones that didn't call the bluff anyway. But yeah, that is blocked for right now.
Why is it that people are willing to think that the frontline doctors, America's frontline doctors, are wrong, are loony, or whatever, but they're not willing to admit that might same thing be true of the other doctors, the TV doctors and the propaganda doctors?
That's interesting that you'd say that. Do you want me to play you something that's really fascinating on that front? Can I do this?
Sure.
Okay, this was a gentleman asking a doctor. There were four doctors in a symposium, and all four doctors, and this was Dr. Larry Pavlevsky. Okay, here's a doctor, so let's do the doctor war. My doctor versus your doctor. And here he is, and I want you to listen to his explanation. Very sound. Here we go. And the guy's going to ask some questions to begin with.
Okay, I don't come from a medical background. I'm a former athlete, and I care about health and freedom in general, so that's why I'm here. But I just want to set up this question with a few stories recently. So we were told fetal cell lines were absolutely not in the vaccines. Then Project Veritas did their, you know, undercover in, journalism and found out it was. There was a German doctor, Andreas Novak, who was murdered last week after he reported that graphene oxide was actually in the vaccines. There was a head of a German hospital last week who jumped off the roof of his hospital after admitting COVID-19 vaccines were really about totalitarian control and were a scam. Then we had Dr. Carrie Madej showing several batches of Moderna and Pfizer vaccines with self-assembling tentacled nanobots. I saw this video and images. I didn't know if I believed it. So then I read recently in 2019 where the NIAID, I believe it is, said, yes, we are looking at self-assembling nanobots within the vaccines. And I saw Dr. Fauci's signature on the document. So all that sets up this question. Number one, what is really in these things? Because I just don't have access to a microscope to go look at it. Number two, these are bombshell stories to me. I mean, as a regular guy, this stuff speaks to me. When you got doctors, head of hospitals, jumping off the roof. So are these censored stories useful to the public? So number one, what's in the vaccines? Number two, is this useful?
So because these injections are experimental and they're only being used under the EUA, we do not know the full list of ingredients that's in them. No one knows. We do know that there's supposed to be messenger RNA to manufacture spike protein. We found out that there's also messenger RNA in there to stop the body from stopping the body from removing the messenger RNA. We know that there's lipid nanoparticles in there. We know that there's polyethylene glycol in there. What else is in there? We don't know, and no one is holding them responsible for letting us know what is in the shots. The German doctor you mentioned found that it wasn't graphene oxide that was in it. It was graphene hydroxide. And the potential for graphene hydroxide, based on his scientific understanding, was that it breaks apart in the bloodstream and causes razor blade cuts into the endothelial lining of the cells, of the blood vessels. Now, we're seeing people with increased clotting in their blood and strokes. And we're seeing over 100 soccer players internationally who've already collapsed and died on the field. And he raised the suggestion that the action of the graphene hydroxide is what's causing these blood clots and these heart attacks and these strokes. So any scientific mind, when they see any scientific mind that sees a list of observations, then has to ask a question. That's what the scientific method is. Scientific method is, wow, over 100 of these soccer players have died suddenly, and many more athletes have died suddenly. And there's some concern that there might be some chemicals in this shot that are creating not only the cytokine storm that Dr. New spoke about, but blood clots and strokes and sudden death. The question that needs to be asked is there something or some things in this shot that could be contributing to the observations that we're seeing? That's a normal scientific method. And then you assess the shots by looking at what the ingredients are, looking at the chemical makeup, and trying to understand the effects of those chemicals and what they would have on the body. We do know that there's no study isolating any of the ingredients in these shots to test them for safety and biological effects in the body, short or long term. Yet, you hear they say these are safe. Right? So when your observation in the real world differs from what they say, do you pay attention to what the authority tells you, or do you adhere to your observation and your experience and question further? When you realize that the more you question, the more you get censored, then you know where you are. And that's where we are. Because a good scientific question would be, this is really interesting. You know, almost 20,000 people have reportedly died in the United States after having received the shot within 2 weeks or 3 weeks. And that may be only less than 1% of the total number of reports of deaths that are usually reported to VAERS. This is interesting. Shouldn't we investigate what might be in this shot? But what the sensors say is, no, nothing happening here. There's nothing going on here.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he must be a crackpot, see, because he disagrees with Fauci.
Yeah, he doesn't work for a hospital, and he, there's only a handful of people that feel that way.
Yeah,
really?
Last count was about 60,000 doctors feel that way.
Yeah. And so, did he make sense to all of you? It makes sense. They haven't had time to study this. They know there's dangers. People are dying. And they have problems. And so why did the Supreme Court then argue over who has the authority to give the shot rather than even questioning the shot itself, as if the shot itself is perfectly fine? That's what I didn't like about what I read today.
I want to rephrase my last statement.
Uh-huh.
There are about 60,000 doctors who admit they feel that way.
You're right.
And there's only 1 million doctors in the United States.
Yeah.
So that's a lot, 60,000 that admit it, that aren't afraid for their job.
This was four MDs that were all sitting up there and nodding their head and going, yep, that's exactly it. And then from there, they went into the fact that no animal studies were done. And you can't really isolate it because it's sold as a whole, the vaccine. But the fact remains that there's so many problems. And now they're saying the numbers are going up because of those vaccinated. Because if they're going to sell you on the idea that the majority is vaccinated and they're going after the smaller minority that hasn't been, well, that minority could not be the majority in the hospital.
No.
The numbers don't work out. So that's why he's saying, look around you and see what's happening, or are you just going to keep buying into what you're told on TV? And it's a good question, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, the minority can't be the majority in the hospital. So we have a problem there. And so they're selling everybody on a box of rocks. And they're hoping you just believe it and you don't question it. And the more we get censored and the more I get thrown into censorship jail, which is what it is, then we realize we're right over the target. There's a lot to hide. Mm-hmm. I didn't see one Supreme Court justice even question the efficacy of the shot itself, which they should have been.
Well, there's another mistake. We call it the shot. Mm-hmm. There's actually four shots, and they could all be different.
I know.
They're
and
not
there's lots of batches, and there's lots of lots that they come from,
there's
and some
not,
more dangerous than others.
They could be changing them all the time for experimentation reasons.
Oh, yeah. And if your argument is the Supreme Court shouldn't be arguing over the... No, they came to a conclusion that the shot is helping. If they're going to come to that conclusion, they better show Joe, average citizen, why that is.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been enough time with it. There hasn't been any time. We just barely started getting this, and they're already down with four boosters on top of it now. So there's no way you can come to a conclusion that everything's great with it. Now let's talk about who has the authority to give it. Right? I mean, I'm no scientist or doctor, but I can figure that one out. And I think I have to say, once again, I was talking with a friend about this early today. It's just so sad to see all the needless deaths happening at the hospital when you know you can help. And I just want to just shake people and say, stop going into the hospital. You can do this at home. Oh,
have you ever had food poisoning?
Yeah.
Legitimate food poisoning?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I was at a group one time that had a dinner, and out of 22 people, 5 got severe food poisoning. It was from the shrimp that was served at the dinner.
Sure.
How come only 5 of the 22 people got sick?
Yeah. Yeah. See, the whole premise of the liberal judges in their take was... it's so easily transmissible that the people that don't have it can give it to the people, other people. And I was like, that has not been proven. That is a lie. But every single premise they had was built off of a lie. And that's what was so, I was just shocked because I was reading one after the other. One said, the virus that causes COVID-19 is a new hazard as well as physically harmful agent. They've never isolated COVID-19. They don't have a sample of it. And the virus poses a grave danger. It does. Look around you. It does. Nope, just in the ICU at the hospital. And then in the last week alone, it caused or helped to cause more than 11,000 new deaths. Really? What about their comorbidities? This was in the liberal judge's opinion. Obviously they didn't win the battle, but these were the lies that they were trying to hope that you would just buy into.
And of course, we had three justices on the Supreme Court lie during the hearing.
Yeah. And Kavanaugh and Roberts were the ones that said, no, healthcare workers, they have to be. I'm sorry for all you healthcare workers, but you know what? This opens a window into new ways in getting out of the universal care system.
Yep.
So
quit.
Congratulations. You get to be now not part of a destructive, harmful system that totally ignores the rights of the patients and doing detrimental things to them. You get to get out of the system. And we're going to create clinics. I know we will create
and
clinics.
And support them.
Yep, for people that are leaving the system that just want to give good health care.
There's already one in St. George.
Is there?
Yep.
Nice.
$200 a month membership fee.
Nice. Love it. We're going to see a lot more of that. All right? It created another window for us. That's awesome. Good for us. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.